I'm so worried about this guy right here to my left, I can't even tell you.
Wait, yeah, right. You just said that right before we came on the air.
Yeah, and you're trying to make some points, some of them salient, some of them belabored.
I told Chris Dem, you didn't hear it, you'd put your headphones on. I said, you know, I believed him right up until the point where he said he's worried about you, because I don't believe that.
Yeah, you went for one too many. You thought you were on a roll and said, and I care about everyone's health.
And I'm worried about this man. I was like, that's the part, that's the oversell.
Let me tell you.
That taints everything.
I turned to my wife yesterday. I said, Chris Dem's down. And I'll tell you why. News broke. I caught it. I don't want to take credit for it, but I was watching Colin Cowherd on Fox Sports 1 or whatever. And incidentally, YouTube TV's fighting with Fox Sports. It's ticking me off. We're getting to that later. Mm-hmm.
I didn't even know that was happening. I thought
that should not.
It always happens at the right before football season
always
starts. But one broadcast network gets in a snit with one of the providers.
We're going in depth on that in a Dem report later on the grid. But I was watching, you know, Colin Cowherd, twiddling my thumbs, regular old day. Here we go. And they're like, oh, wait a minute. We got a breaker here. And the guy says, I don't want to break this unless I really know it's real. And I was like, something's happening. Something's going on. And 2 minutes later, they're like, all right, we've confirmed it. Taylor Swift, Travis Kelce, they're engaged. Boom. That's it. So I am just like, I got to get this to the guys. I got to tell the guys what's going on. That was my first thing. I'm like, got to tell Chris Dem, got to tell Biggie, got to tell Dave. I wanted everybody to know, mostly because I wanted the credit of knowing it first. And I saw it on TV. I was like, God dang it. I got this.
Yeah. I'm getting this one.
This is breaking news, and I'm breaking it.
That's right. I dropped my phone. The puppy comes over. I'm like, get away from me. I've got to break this. So I type it out. Kelce and Swift are engaged. Well, of course, immediately, Biggie. Oh, I knew it. Biggie called it. Biggie called it a year ago.
He said, fact. That's fact.
These
credit
two
where credit's
are
due.
Going to the altar. They're going down the aisle. Dave Aiken predictably says, I give it 5 to 10 years.
No way it'll last.
By the way, did you notice Dave's math was off? Dave said, I give it 5 to 10 years, 2036, put it in an envelope. That's 11 years.
Yeah. He's tired. All right. He works late now.
He said, put it in an envelope. Like, who's going to be here to read that in 2036?
That's what I thought. I was like, who's going to open that envelope?
I know. But we all go back and forth like, oh, my God. And then, of course, B.B. Shea with terrible takes on Travis Kelce's receiving yards. Like, all right. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, he tries to zig when everyone else is zagging.
I said, this is an American royal wedding. They're calling it an American royal wedding.
I agree with that.
Okay. B.B. Shea says, Prince William never caught 10,000 yards. Okay. All right. He's turgid for the Kelces. He always does that. Everybody else is like, oh, Taylor. He's like, oh, Travis Kelce.
I can't wait to see what Jason Kelce wears. I bet he'll be best man.
Okay.
Weirdest, worst. Now, this man right here is silent. And I said to my wife, something's going on.
He ain't
going
to be there tomorrow.
Chris Dem hasn't responded to my Swift Kelce text.
I mean, it took him hours. Mm-hmm. And I said, I'm worried about this guy because I feel like he had to leave. He missed the power hour yesterday.
Yep. Yeah.
He prides himself on never missing a power hour.
If he's not going to be there, and you know Biggie's 50-50 every day.
Believe me, that goes through the mind. I'm not going to lie.
At best, your mind, what do you think I do?
Just yesterday, Biggie said, my leg is dead, but I'm coming. And he got
it in.
He dragged it in, and Chris Dem did have to leave early because he had an emergency eye appointment.
Thankfully, Biggie said, leave, you're going to need more time, because the time I had budgeted would have put me, because I had to go to a hospital. This woman, her office is in a hospital. So I had to park in a parking deck, navigate the maze of construction zone, the maze that is the elevator.
Lousy signage.
And I had to find the right tower. There are three that look the same. So thankfully, I get to the tower, and I'm still 5 minutes late.
Let me tell you, that's why I told you to leave early. I know hospitals, and they are confusing.
He does.
Let me tell you my thoughts on this. This was 48 hours ago. Chris Dem texts everybody. This is long before Taylor and Travis broke now. Chris Dem texts everybody. Says, I got to leave at about 9:15, 9:20. I've got an emergency eye appointment. That's, you know, Biggie says, oh, you need to allow more time than that. Leave earlier. What did I say to my wife? Biggie, shut up, Biggie.
Keep your big mouth shut.
Like, look, Biggie's weighing in here. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, I bet he does.
Oh, yeah. Leave early.
Leave early. The earlier you can leave, the better.
Well, it's so big.
It's so Biggie. Missed the whole Power Hour. Stick us with BB Shea for all three segments of the Power Hour. And it was lucky he did because, again, poor signage and bad traffic. And
then yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And one part about hospitals I love is, and this has happened to me multiple times, where you're going, there's always two, it seems there's always two departments of what you're looking for. Mm-hmm. Like I show up, I go, hey, I'm here for my heart appointment. Mm-hmm. Oh, you're in the wrong heart department. You need to go across the street to the other heart center. Like, what?
Oh, man.
Yeah. And I think that happened to Chris Dem. He went to one.
I was walking into one tower and they're like, oh, no, you're in the other tower.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? And there's no signage.
Oh, you need the left eye tower. This is the right eye tower.
Oh, dude.
Lots of people make that mistake.
Left eye. Do you think the reason they do the heart thing that way is then you can skip the treadmill? They'll know as soon as you think, I've walked so far. Let me just test you.
Yeah.
Let me
get your blood pressure. We'll get your pulse right now.
Yeah. So, nothing from Chris. Nothing. And I'm like, Taylor.
He should have responded.
And I said to my wife, something's going on here. I'm worried. And then Biggie finally says it. How's your eye? And again, radio silence for a while.
No, I appreciated the reach out.
Finally, he says, rough day. So update us. What did they say about your eye?
Well, not much. This doctor, she's an expert, mm-hmm. one of the best in the East Coast, apparently, when it comes to eyeballs.
Wow.
And did the dilation, the numbing of the eye. She scraped the right eyelid to take a lab culture.
An eye scrape. It says there's anything sound more painful than an eye scrape. Plus, they numbed it up. They had to numb up your eye.
Yeah, and they did the numbing and the dilation. And it was a bright, sunny day. I had to drive home, and it was kind of hard, even with sunglasses on.
Mm-hmm.
And so I went home, and I did the meth cooker mm-hmm. thing, just pulled all the blinds down, turned off all the screens, because it just hurt too much.
You couldn't even watch TV. You didn't even know about Travis.
No, I didn't. Mm. I didn't know.
Man, on the biggest day ever. Ever.
You remember where you were, and I missed all of it.
Of course. I remember where I was, sitting there, eating, watching Colin Cowherd, and it comes across the screen. I was like, I got it. I'm fumbling around. But they're waiting now on the tests.
Yeah, I mean, she's as perplexed as my three doctors that I've seen here.
It's more than 6 weeks that he's had this eye thing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she's doubling down on the meds, waiting for lab results, and I got to see her in 4 weeks. I see my other doctor in 4 weeks. So.
Man.
At this point, it becomes just what you live with until you die.
I hope not. I hope they can reverse it. Surely you want to live with an oozing eye until you die.
Well, the thing is, the super steroid drops that I'm on now are great.
Mm-hmm.
My eyes will feel okay because I put them in just a couple of hours ago when I wake up.
Mm-hmm.
And so they kind of masked some of the symptoms. When I saw the doctor yesterday, he said, well, your eyes look pretty good today.
Yeah, yeah.
I could probably lift 10 pounds with my eyeballs right now. These are super steroid drops.
Can I get some of that? I'm trying to add a little muscle.
A little bulk.
I'd love to add some eyeball bulk if possible. Give it a real stare. Mm-hmm. Well, I told my wife, I said, boy, something's going on because he hadn't said one
more. Hand me Diet Coke.
I was fridge sick.
Yeah.
Like you wouldn't believe yesterday. And all the other commentary on Travis and Taylor, well, I will say this. I knew Kristen was okay. He was in this morning, of course. I was like, how's everything going? And I had chosen, I knew the perfect song for the Taylor Travis engagement.
Our special report music all morning long.
Special report music was going to be Love Story, obviously. And so the local news starts playing it. And Chris Dim says, in character. I'd already chosen it for A Block. I said, we're going to get Love Story. It's a Love Story. Baby, just say yes.
Yeah, you got to play Happy Taylor love songs on this one. You can't play any of the the other ones. Now,
I guess your anti-hero in here. You got to go.
You can't do that.
That's right.
I hope this doesn't one up your story or anything, but I took the liberties of putting in the song that she chose to play over the announcement.
Oh, really?
Taylor herself.
Yeah. It's called So High School.
Oh, I don't even know if I know this song.
This is off. I know. See, this is why I didn't want to say anything. I should have pre-warned you, but we were complaining before the absent again, MF-er. I should have warned you beforehand. I meant to have a whole Taylor talk with you, but we got distracted. Man.
Didn't have time for the Taylor talk.
No, so she chose over the announcement, I guess they both played, the song she chose is called So High School. Mm-hmm. It's about Travis from her most recent album.
Was it the two themselves that posted your high school English teacher is getting married to your high school gym teacher?
Yes.
That's frowned upon. Those teachers should not be married. Sorry.
It's a fact. Well, they're both teachers. It's not that one's a student.
Should they date? I don't know. Should they?
That happened at our high school.
Ours too. In fact,
the algebra teacher married my history teacher. Mm-hmm.
We had a.
It'd be weirder if it was like your gym teacher's marrying the sophomore cheerleader.
Okay, I'll give it.
Yeah, the JV cheerleader captain.
Then I'll give it. But workplace dating is frowned upon almost everywhere. Isn't it?
Yeah, but I think teachers.
Yeah, that does happen.
Yeah,
we had an English teacher and a science teacher that were dating. And then we had my gym teacher and my history teacher were married many years. They'd already been married many years. And we met their son at one of our Comedy All-Star shows.
Yeah.
I don't remember him. And they were wonderful people. They just died in their 90s, recently. Yeah. So I'll give it. I'll allow it. Mm-hmm. And listen, if you're about this, come on. Even I'm
there's lots of that.
Oh, I'm sure.
There's lots.
Sure, there's some backlash on the internet. You know, that's what the internet does.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not. It didn't like really, really affect me, but it's an interesting thing. And how will the wedding go and all that?
And I hate my favorite thing is reading people who simply write, "Who cares?"
Yeah.
Because you know what? Mm. The world.
Well,
I mean, they're two of the biggest stars, at least in America, for sure. When you say America's royal wedding, I think you're accurate in that.
And you called it. You called it a year ago.
I like this couple.
They do seem, at least on that podcast recently, they felt like just a regular kind of everyday couple. And they're, you know, it's not like they're 20. They're 36 and 35 or whatever they are.
And I think their schedules, even when he retires, will remain just enough different. Where they'll have some time apart because, of course, she'll tour. And I'm sure he'll end up as a football analyst somewhere.
Or podcaster with his brother or both. Probably all of that. Quick YouGov poll. How much do you care? 23% said a lot. Okay. 70% said not at all. 7% say, I don't know.
I don't know what I think.
I don't know. I can't.
Look, I gauge things by how my mother, if she knows or not now, and she knew about it. So I'm like, most people should know.
Well, I mean, I care a little bit. You know, I'm it's interesting. Yeah. It's not like I do find it odd. Like, now, I don't know if this is even real, but you know Martha up in sales?
Yeah.
She sent me this. She saw it on TikTok. And this is my son goes to the University of Tennessee. He's been there a week and a half. Loves it. We're Vols. We are Vols.
Mm-hmm.
I am paying, we are paying a lot of money.
A lot of money.
To send the young man.
To the school of his dreams.
School of his dreams. I mean, look, he's had this dream for 6 months, okay? He has dreamed it. He's there. He loves it. You can hear in his voice.
Oh,
he
good.
Loves it. A professor at the University of Tennessee, this is video taken from a classroom at the University of Tennessee, says, I know you guys were supposed to have an exam today.
Hello, class. As you know, we were supposed to have a biochem midterm today, but Taylor and Travis just got engaged.
No way.
Due to this information, I can't focus. You all can't focus. Class is canceled. Get out of here. We got to go. We need to process this information.
Can that really be real?
A midterm, one weekend.
That was my first thought. Bruh. That's not true. We're a week into classes. Yeah. There's no way it's a midterm, but it is a full lecture hall. There's probably 200 kids in there. And the reaction did seem like, no way, you know, and then they all, like, one of them runs out, and the professor looks like a professor. So first I was like, they just did this for clicks because of what you said. There's no way they're having a midterm.
Yeah.
My second thought was, if that is real, I want him hung up by his Buster Browns.
The instructor?
You want to know what you're paying for?
I want to know what I'm paying for. If you're canceling class, not only class, but an exam because Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce got engaged, come on.
Is your son taking any biochem?
No.
Would he know anyone who might have been in that class? Can we get some eyewitness account?
They don't let him on that side of the campus. He's,
no bio, no Kim.
No. No. He might get close to the bio building. He ain't going close to Kim. There's no way.
Is there a twisted tea department?
No. No, he'd be over there. Yeah. He can do that.
He can twee with the best.
He's not going to be over there in bio chem, I tell you that. Martha Stewart has volunteered to plan the wedding. She said, if you want the best, I'll do it for you. She says she'll lend her expertise.
So, Vicky, you predicted the couple would get married, and correctly, years ago or months ago. Do you foresee one of those Brad Pitt weddings on a hillside in California under a big white tent with celebrities choppering in, or something that no one even knows about that happens and then we'll hear about it later?
I've been thinking about that. I don't know what kind of way. I could see it being on a farm in Nashville.
Mm. Me too.
They got engaged in this garden in Missouri.
Beautiful. So I'm sorry. Didn't mean to jump you, but I saw I was all over the story yesterday.
I mean, so to me, it was, you know, I was surprised by that. I mean, it's beautiful setting.
And the ring. Oh, the ring.
On a podcaster salary.
Okay.
Think about
that. How did he do it?
He's worth, net worth, Travis, $70 million. Taylor, $1.3 billion. She's worth 20 times what he is.
Yeah,
he's a successful NFL player.
I did see that somebody said the prenup will be the most reading Travis has ever done in his life.
That's pretty good.
Ain't that the truth? Yeah.